to Chew the Bible. It's your good friend, Aaron. We're in Leviticus chapter 13. Read out the New Living Translation. Leviticus 13, serious skin diseases. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, if anyone has a swelling or a rash or discolored skin that might develop into a serious skin disease, that person must be brought to Aaron, the priest, or to one of his sons. The priest will examine the affected area of the skin, the hair, and the affected area has turned white, and the problem appears to be more than skin deep. It is a serious skin disease, and the priest who examines it must pronounce the person ceremonially unclean. Once again, this ties into whatever chapter we read in Luke about the man who was healed of leprosy. And after Jesus healed him of his leprosy, he told him to go give an offering. After he, like, in order of the Old Testament law of related to skin diseases and being ceremonially being unclean and all that. Anyway, y'all can go back and read Luke. Oh, calm. I'm tempted to call him Uncle Luke because it sounds way cooler. If you know, you know. Anyway, let's raise the roof. Verse 4, but if the affected area of the skin is only a white discoloration and does not appear to be more than skin deep, and if the hair on the spot has not turned white, the priest will quarantine the person for 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest will make another examination. If he finds the affected area has not changed and the problem has not spread on the skin, the priest will quarantine the person for 7 more days. On the seventh day, the priest will make another examination. If he finds the affected area has faded and has not spread, the priest will pronounce the person ceremonially clean. It was only a rash. The person's clothing must be washed, and the person will be ceremonially clean. Interesting. Verse 7, but if the rash continues to spread out, the person has been examined by the priest and has been pronounced clean. The infected person must return to the examined again. If the priest finds that the rash has spread, he must pronounce the person ceremonially unclean, for it is indeed a skin disease. Anyone who develops a serious skin disease and must go to the priest for an examination. It's funny, Jesus was a high priest. Is our high priest. He didn't have to go through all that. Boom. Just healed a man of leprosy. Aaron couldn't do that. And the priest finds a white swelling on the skin and some hair on the spot. It just seems just funny because... Or not, I don't think it's funny. I don't know, it's interesting. I use that word a lot. Fascinating, there you go. It's fascinating because so many folks are like, well, isn't the Bible just filled with contradictions? And why would God have all these laws and rules in the Old Testament if they're not meant to be applied to us in the New Testament? It's actually like a way deeper discussion, but actually, the Bible is full of confirmations, not contradictions. Next time somebody tells you, oh, the Bible's full of contradictions, it's like, first of all, have you read it from cover to cover? Because if you did, you wouldn't say that. And secondly, yes, the Bible's full of confirmations, not contradictions. There's these confirmations as you read and go back and forth. So I like doing this style of reading one chapter from the New Testament and one chapter from the Old Testament. Scripture interprets scripture. You can't just read one out of context. You gotta, and it all folds. But I just love the simplicity of the New Testament. It's like Jesus came on the scene, was like, hey, we're going to make this all simple. We're going to take these Ten Commandments and all these laws, and we're going to whittle them down to two. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Secondly, love your neighbor as yourself. And he like, boom. Back then, yeah, Aaron, high priest, he had to go through all these rituals and steps and stuff to heal, yeah, to examine somebody and make sure they were healed. And here Jesus is right here. Boom, person's healed. It's crazy as I'm talking. I'm remembering like parts of my dreams from today. But for some reason, the whole picture's not coming together. But as I talk, like little things are kind of coming back to my memory. My eyes are watery. All right, verse 9. Anyone who develops a serious skin disease must go to the priest for examination. The priest finds a white swelling on the skin and some hair on the spot has turned white. And there is an open sore in the affected area. It's a chronic skin disease. My neighbor lately has been so random. His dog, I think that his dog is out there randomly howling. And sometimes he'll talk loud at like 6 in the morning. I don't know. I just know I'm over this apartment life. Oh, I miss when I was married and my ex-wife and I used to live in duplexes. We used to always try to get duplexes or townhomes rather than apartments. One, because we had so many kids that would usually wouldn't allow us to live in an apartment due to occupancy laws. And two, what is two, y'all? Two, yeah, the noise. All right, if the priest finds a white swelling on the skin and some hair on the spot has turned white and there is an open sore in the affected area, it is a chronic skin disease. And the priest, oh, man, so tired. The priest must pronounce the person ceremonially unclean. In such cases, the person need not be quarantined, for it is obvious that the skin is defiled by the disease. Now, suppose the disease has spread all over the person's skin, covering the body from head to foot. When the priest examines the infected person and finds that the disease covers the entire body, he pronounces the person ceremonially clean. Since the skin has turned completely white, the person is clean. But if any open sores appear, the infected person will be pronounced ceremonially unclean. The priest must make this pronouncement as soon as he sees an open sore, since open sores indicate the presence of a skin disease. However, the open sores heal and turn white like the rest of the skin. The person must return to the priest for another examination. If the affected areas have indeed turned white, the priest will then pronounce the person ceremonially clean by declaring, "You are clean." Verse 18, if anyone has a boil on the skin that has started to heal, but a white swelling or a reddish white spot develops in its place, that person must go to the priest to be examined. If the priest examines it and finds it to be more than skin deep, beauty is only skin deep. Is the phrase beauty is only skin deep, or beauty is more than skin deep? I don't know. Y'all go Google it. I don't trust Google anymore, though. I feel like everything can be manipulated on the internet. Well, it always has been manipulatable. Yes, we're making that word up today. Able to be manipulated. But even some more now, sort of now with AI and all the other craziness. This world is getting wild. Verse 18, if anyone has a boil on the skin that has started to heal, but a white swelling or a reddish white spot develops in its place, that person must go to the priest to be examined. And the priest examines it and finds it to be more than skin deep. And if the hair in the affected area has turned white, the priest must pronounce the person ceremonially unclean. The boil has become a serious skin disease. But if the priest finds no white hair on the affected area and the problem appears to be no more than the skin deep and has faded, the priest must quarantine the person for 7 days. If during that time the affected area spreads on the skin, the priest must pronounce the person ceremonially unclean because it is a serious disease. But if the area grows no larger and does not spread, it is merely the scar from the boil, and the priest will pronounce the person ceremonially clean. If anyone has suffered a burn on the skin and the burn area changes color becoming either reddish white or shiny white, the priest must examine it. If he finds that the hair in the affected area has turned white and the problem appears to be more than skin deep, skin disease is broken out in the burn, the priest must then pronounce the person ceremonially unclean, for it is clearly a serious. Man. I thought I had do not disturb turn on. Some buddy called me from the Chicago number, a spam call, I'm sure. Where was I? My bad. Verse 25, the priest must examine it. If he finds that the hair in the affected area has turned white and the problem appears to be more than the skin deep, as skin disease is broken out in the burn, priest must then pronounce the person ceremonially unclean, for it is clearly a serious skin disease. But if the priest finds no white hair on the affected area and the problem appears to be no more than skin deep and has faded, the priest must quarantine the infected person for 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest must examine the person again. If the affected area has spread on the skin, the priest must pronounce that person ceremonially unclean, for it is clearly a serious skin disease. But if the affected area has not changed or spread on the skin and has faded, it is simply a swelling from the burn, the priest will then pronounce the person ceremonially clean, for it is only the scar from the burn. If anyone, either a man or woman, has a sore on the head or chin, the priest must examine it. If he finds it is more than skin deep and has fine yellow hair on it, the priest must pronounce the person ceremonially unclean. It is a scabby sore of the head. It is a scabby sore of the head or chin. If the priest examines the scabby sore and finds that it is only skin deep, but there is no black hair on it, oh Lord Jesus help me, he must quarantine the person for 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest must examine the sore again. If he finds that the scabby sore has not spread and there is no yellow hair on it and it appears to be only skin deep, the person must shave off all hair except the hair on the affected area. Then the priest must quarantine the person for another 7 days. On the seventh day, he will examine the sore again. If it has not spread and appears to be no more than skin deep, the priest will pronounce the person ceremonially clean. The person's clothing must be washed, and the person would be ceremonially clean. But if the scabby sore begins to spread after the person is pronounced clean, the priest must do another examination. If he finds that the sore is spread, the priest does not need to look for yellow hair. The infected person is ceremonially unclean. But if the color of the scabby sore does not change and black hair has grown on it, it has healed. The priest will then pronounce the person ceremonially clean. If anyone, either a man or a person, has shiny white patches on the skin, the priest must examine the affected area. If he finds that the shiny patches are only pale white, this is a harmless skin rash, and the person is ceremonially clean. If a man loses his hair and his head becomes bald, he is still ceremonially clean. And if he loses hair on his forehead, he simply has a bald forehead, he is still clean. However, if a reddish white sore appears on the bald area on the top of his head or on his forehead, this is a skin disease. The priest must examine him. And if he finds swelling around the reddish white sore anywhere on the man's head and it looks like a skin disease, the man is indeed infected with a skin disease and is unclean. The priest must pronounce him ceremonially unclean because of the sore on his head. Those who suffer from a serious skin disease must tear their clothing and leave their hair uncombed. They must cover their mouth and call out, "Unclean, unclean." As long as a serious disease lasts, they will be ceremonially unclean. They must live in isolation in their place outside the camp. Treatment of contaminated clothing. Now, suppose mildew contaminates some woolen or linen clothing, woolen or linen fabric, the hide of an animal, or anything made of leather. If the contaminated area in the clothing, the animal hide, the fabric, or the leather article has turned greenish or reddish, it is contaminated with mildew. It must be shown to the priest. Mildew clothes is like the worst smell, one of the worst smells ever. Oh my Lord. I can't stand that smell. Verse 50, after examining the affected spot, the priest will put the article in quarantine for 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest must inspect it again. If the contaminated area has spread, the clothing or fabric or leather is clearly contaminated by a serious mildew and is ceremonially unclean. The priest must burn the item, the clothing, the woolen or linen fabric or piece of leather, for it has been contaminated by a serious mildew. It must be completely destroyed by fire. But if the priest examines it and finds that the contaminated area has not spread in the clothing, the fabric, or leather, the priest will order this object to be washed and then quarantined for 7 more days. Then the priest must examine the object again. If he finds that the contaminated area has not changed color after being washed, even if it did not spread, the object is defiled. It must be completely burned up, whether the contaminated spot is on the inside or outside. But if the priest examines and finds that the contaminated area has faded after being washed, he must cut the spot from the clothing, the fabric, or the leather. If the spot later reappears on the clothing, the fabric, or the leather article, the mildew is clearly spreading, and the contaminated object must be burned up. But if the spot disappears from the clothing, the fabric, or the leather article after it has been washed, it must be washed again, then it will be ceremonially clean. These are the instructions for dealing with mildew that contaminates woolen or linen clothing or fabric or anything made of leather. This is how the priest will determine whether these items are ceremonially clean or unclean. Oof.
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages or the cost of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated or showed his love toward us in that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:9-10, if we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with our hearts we believe we are now in right standing with God, and with our mouth we confess that we are now saved. Romans 10:13, for whosoever, anybody, everybody, who calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. So if you would like to be saved today, you can simply say, "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin deserves to be punished. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for me and rose from the grave. I want to turn from my sin and trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I can now have through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty precious name I pray. Amen."